busy making the corrections and moving on. You know, there's a 24-hour rule that I've always referred to, that you get a certain amount of time, sometimes just a little less, but you get a little time to go through the game and look at the good, look at the bad, make the corrections, and move forward and move on. And that's what we're in the process of doing right now. I'm sure that you all will have many questions. Well, I'll try to do the best I can to answer some of them. But you know, as a football team, we are going forward from here. Certainly a tough one, one we had control of early, let the team back in, and had a real dogfight at the end and came up short. Much to learn from, but also much that that you'd be proud of. So I know, look, everybody, you know, is going to ride that roller coaster. Last week we're the greatest. This week, not so good. You know, we'll just keep working at it. So we got some decent injury news back today. That a couple of the injuries that that we were concerned about are not going to be significant. So that was good news. And really, the guys are day to day. The one guy that we still haven't heard back on yet is Vickerson. And so we'll wait to hear that with his hip, but he's a little sore, but we'll learn more as we get the test results back.
So. No Sean then, Jack?
Yeah, no Sean has a bruised ankle, and you know, it's day to day, and I would say there's a good chance by the end of the week to see him on the practice field.
What about DRC?
Same, yeah, day to day.
Good chance you'll have Champ back this week?
I believe so. Yeah, he was close last week. I believe we'll get Champ back, which would be great.
How about Julius? You think you'll have him this week too?
I would anticipate we'll get Julius back. Yeah, those guys were both questionable last week. At the end of the day, we just felt it was in their best interest and our best interest that we wait one more week with both of them. So they missed yesterday, but they should be full go this week.
How good is it to get guys like that, especially Champ, with the way your secondary has been banged up the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, no, well, I mean, he's a great football player. You know, certainly, you know, veteran guy with a ton of experience and know-how. So it'll be great to have him back.
With no Sean, you know, let's say he's gimpy and can't be as effective this week. I mean, is it time the kids, whether they're ready or not, you know, it's time to call on them?
Yeah, I mean, we'll continue to call on our guys. I think Noshawn yesterday was outstanding. I mean, really terrific ball game on his part in the O-line blocking for him. But, yeah, no, we continue to bring the young guys along, and they'll continue to get time and, if need be, more time, you know. And you know, I let Eric work through his group and Adam work through the rotation with Eric. And, you know, but – you know, we'll continue to work those guys, develop those guys, and do believe that they can help us as we go through the year.
One thing that's kind of got lost in the shuffle looking back at the game was, you know, your offensive drive to tie the game at 31 late. Yeah. You know, for all that's been said about Peyton and cold weather, he was 5-for-7 on that drive. Can you describe what you saw in your quarterback, and can some positives be taken from that?
Sure. There are a ton of positives. It just depends on which way you want to look at it. You know, half full or half empty. You know, that was a tremendous drive there, had to have it. You know, clutch drive, went down and got it. And so, you know, that was big time. That's the kind of thing you can have when you have a great player like that. And, you know, offensively, we did a lot of good things. You know, the thing that ended up killing us in the ball game was the turnovers. And I'm sure they would say the same thing. What happened in their first half? Well, turnovers. And, so it was a little bit of a back-and-forth affair with both teams turning it over, not wanting to. And in the end, they made one more play than we did and won the game.
Jack, from the half-empty perspective, maybe you know.
Eddie, you're bringing the half-empty. Appreciate that.
Somebody has to. Given the weather, you did defend Peyton as a cold-weather quarterback.
Sure.
Given the weather, and you have been talking a little bit about trying to establish the run, I mean, was there a thought that you didn't want him back there throwing as many times yesterday because of the weather?
Was there a thought of that because of the weather? No, I think what our approach was to do the things that we thought we could to move the football, to best, you know, utilize our guys against what they were trying to do, move it and score points, you know. And, yeah, we were effective for good portions of the ball game. I think if you protect that football and just don't turn it over, I think it's a different outcome.
Taking the other thing was, we don't really see it, but does Welker get half the reps as a punt returner in practice, 20%, anything? Because it seemed like there was some miscommunication on that.
No, I don't think that was the case. I think certainly Wes would say, hey, I've got to be more emphatic, you know, getting the guy out of there. And then Tony, I'm sure, would say, hey, I've got to be more aware there. That's something, you know, Jeff does a great job with our special teams coaches do a great job of drilling situations and teaching and talking awareness and things to be alert for. And that was one of those situations, you know, the ball, you know, you're trying to block and the ball takes a bounce. And it's just one of those fluke deals that can occur. We work hard at practice that type of thing to ensure it doesn't, and it just got us. That bit us there. And, you know, we've got to, as coaches, we've got to say, hey, we've got to do an even better job of teaching the situational awareness there and helping our guys be better in that particular situation. So, I think both players involved, you know, trying to take some blame. I think as a coach that's looking over it all, I take some share of that blame. I think Jeff and his staff, I think we all kind of feel like we can do this a little bit better. And I think it's a learning opportunity for us, you know. I mean, look, you know, our season, everything we want to accomplish is in front of us. I mean, I know it doesn't feel good this morning, believe me. You know, you fly back and you wonder, is the sun going to come up? But sure enough, before I got home, the sun was up, you know. You know, it's got to move on. We're gonna go on, and we'll learn from this. I think we'll be a better football team coming out of this thing. It stings right now. That's all.
Should Welker have come up and tried a fair catch on that?
That's certainly an option. If he felt like he could, he thought it was a little crowded there. Didn't want to have some kind of mishap. I mean, I'm speaking for him, but that's the judgment he's got to make back there.
Jack, is Tony typically out there in that punt return set when he's active? Is he typically a part of that unit?
Yeah.
I know Wes isn't, but is Tony?
He is. He's part of that rotation, be part of that vice group. Yeah, sure is. And that's a job he's had, you know, thousands of reps at. So it's not – now, we had some shuffling. You know, we had a couple injuries. We had guys shuffling in. But, again, we spend a lot of time drilling fundamentals, you know, teaching situations, and that's the type of thing that we give a lot of attention to in practice. Practice time, working the different situations. So we do our best to prepare. Like I said, when something doesn't go right like that, as a coach, you look at it and say, how can I help our guys be even better there? And that's the way we're looking at it.
With Trendon Holiday, is it a point where you got to work it back so he gains your confidence back?
No, we have confidence in him. There are certain situations where he excels and certain situations where we felt like, you know, Wes would be a better option for us. And, you know, that's why we did what we did.
Now that you've gotten to take a deep breath and see the film, I assume,
yep.
What's your overall take on your pass offense from that game?
We made some contested catches. You know, they played a lot of drop coverage, a lot of 8 and 9. Man drop stuff. I thought we took what was there. I thought that was one of the reasons we were able to pound it at them. I mean, if they're going to play that kind of soft approach, then we're going to be able to control the ball and run it, and we did. So, you know, it was okay. We had some opportunities we missed, you know, and certainly, you know, as we come out of this film session, we say, you know, hey, these are things we could have done better, and we'll need to do better going forward. So, you know, we've got one of the great quarterbacks of all time, okay, and we've got great weapons out there. And it was a blustery night that challenged, you know, some of those parts. But I thought we excelled in some of the other things that you want to be able to do in those conditions. So, you know, all in all, I think it was a solid approach. I think our guys fought hard and executed in spurts. We just didn't get enough. You know, we came up play short.
Taking into account the two short fields, did you feel your defense lost some energy in the second half?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it energy. I thought we played hard the whole night. I thought we broke down on a couple of things You know, we had the guy doubled 45-yard catch. We got to just be better there. They tried some different pick and wheel combinations, and they hit us on one there for about a 34-yard catch where we had handled that same route, same combination earlier in the game and handled it better. We just didn't handle it well there. So we kind of had a couple lapses. We call it focus or concentration lapses there that allowed some chunks and gave them some momentum. I think when you couple that with a couple turnovers, next thing you know, they're getting themselves back in the ball game, and that's really what occurred.
When DRC, for a non-pro football perspective, fans look at that and say, maybe he was just going for a statistic there. Was that instinctual that he's going for a pick
sure.
right there?
Yeah.
You have no problem with
him? No. I'd like to see him catch it. I think he would like to see himself catch it. He had a chance to catch the ball, and he just banged his shoulder a little bit. I think he's going to be fine.
Jack, it is about the championship for you guys.
Yeah.
For most of the season, you got championship caliber in many areas. The one area where you've been a little short all year is the turnovers.
As
far as committing turnovers.
Right.
Is there anything, is it youth? I mean, some of it's the young running backs, some of it's, Peyton getting hit. That seems to be the one thing that's held you back a little.
Kryptonite.
Yeah.
It's been kryptonite so far. Yeah, I watched Man of Steel last night on the ride home. That's an issue. And we've got to correct it. We've got to be better there. I mean, that's the one area that, regardless of how good you are, that's the kind of thing that can really cripple you. And we've got to protect football better. And we are preaching it. We are coaching it. I believe in the guys we have. I believe we can be better at it. We just have to be. It's just one of those things, as we do that better, then it'll look a whole lot better. I think. Let me just say, Von Miller, I just want to throw that out there. Von Miller, we talked about, love to see him become more impactful. He was impactful last night. He was very impactful last night. He worked harder during the week in terms of the way he prepared himself. And I thought that we saw that in his performance. So that's a positive sign. There's some positive signs to pull out of that ball game last night. And so, yes, you're right. We need to protect the football better. Clearly, that's something we're going to continue to drive home. But there are also some good things going on.
Jack, how much can you work on protecting the football? I mean, if you're not tackling well, you can do some tackling drills, but
yeah. You
can't dedicate too much time in practice to ball security, can you?
No, we dedicate more than you might think. Yeah, we drill it, rip at it. They have different drills that our guys are being put through all the time. I mean, so we are – definitely not only stressing it and talking it, but we're coaching it and drilling it. I'm an optimistic guy. I believe that we're giving it the proper attention. I believe that is something that we can fix ourselves. We control that. And so I believe as we do that you take away the one thing that's kind of been our kryptonite, and hopefully it gets a whole lot better.
Did you lose your confidence in Monte Ball after that?
No. No, I didn't. I thought he tried to struggle there to make a play, and he just got to secure it there. It's, again, an opportunity for a guy to learn and be better.
How about when you go back to him, you'll be willing to go back to him next week or in the coming weeks?
Yeah, we'll play. Whoever's up is going to play. We'll have our guys ready to play, and anybody that's up and active, we expect them to be able to play a role for us.
What is your depth chart at running back right now, then? Marino number one, would Ball be number two then?
Yeah, I'm not sitting here trying to declare our depth chart. I think you saw how they rolled out last night. Each week's a new week with new plans, and what we decide to do against the Chiefs on Sunday will be something that that we'll lay out there on Sunday. But we're not gonna, I'm not gonna get into a discussion on those types of things sitting here today.
Jack, Adam said a couple weeks ago that you have to just reduce Noshon's workload, but it seems like it's increased recently.
We reduced it last night, yeah.
Yeah, clearly. So with the news of the, is it one of those things where even if he's 100% by Sunday, you still have to make a concerted effort even when you're rolling like that, just because?
Well, I think you know, it was the hot hand last night. I think we played the hot hand. You know, he really was exceptional last night. I mean, ran tough, had passion. They were doing their best to rattle him and do different things to try and get the ball off him, and it wasn't even close. And so, no, it was a really gritty, tough performance. He was a hot hand. We rode that hot hand. He had a great night, and you know, we have that in the back of our mind that we don't have him on a pitch count. I mean, you know, it's not, we're not protecting a pitcher and going to make sure that he's going to be good 10 years from now. I mean, we'd like to win now. We're working the guys we have the best of our ability, recognizing there is a season to play. But you know, last night I think it was just right.
You were saying, you know, what you want to accomplish is still in front of you.
Sure.
I mean, this week is, I know no one likes to look ahead or it's too early, but, I mean, it's Kansas City.
Yeah.
You win, you sweep the series, which all that stuff always comes into play. I mean, this is.
They're all big. It's week to week, you know. Each week there's a new story, right? Look, 2 weeks ago it was Kansas City. Oh, my God, if you don't win this. I mean, it's not that. It wasn't that then. It was a big game, big divisional game. You know, yesterday was a big conference game, an opportunity, okay? And that now those 2 days, they're gone. And the ones all before are gone. We're sitting here, you know, we're tied for first. We're 9-2. We've won a lot of games. We've got some ball in front of us, and we're getting excited for the very next one. And that's where we are.
Anything else?
Other than all of us sitting here asking you about the game, is this one of those that you kind of grind on, or is it just like every other week? Is it easy to just say, okay, now let's turn the corner and move on?
We've got to have a 24-hour rule. Sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more, but basically you've got about 24 hours to either feel good about something and then put it to rest, or feel bad about something and put it to rest. But our attention has to turn to the next opponent. And that is what we are doing. So that's why I said right now, I started that when I first sat down. You know, we're making the corrections, we're acknowledging, we're owning up to the things that we can do better so that we can learn lessons. We're pointing out the good things, because look, there's some great things going on. Okay, and then, boom, we're going forward and full speed ahead in our preparation for the Chiefs.